out and about in Western agriculture. The wine industry is close to declaring eradication of the European grapevine moth. The focus after that is to keep it from being reintroduced. Napa County Agriculture Commissioner Greg Clark says the industry could declare eradication of the European grapevine moth by the end of next season.
And then we would get into the post-eradication phase, which would provide for some continued trapping for, you know, a period of time, a couple of years. Maybe not at the same trap density, but you want to make sure, one, is they truly have eradicated it.
Clark says the concern at that point is reintroduction of the pest, and plans are already being made to help keep that from happening.
The other concern is that we've never identified how European grapevine moth was introduced to Napa County or the United States. And so you have a pathway that you don't know what it is, where it is, and therefore you can't close it. So we've been working with the wine grape industry, both wineries and vineyard operators, to understand how their behavior potentially impacts the introduction of pests. The world has gotten so small that places that have a multinational presence can contact a related facility on another continent and overnight have something air freighted express, and it could be a winery equipment, pump, something on a pallet. It could be a tractor part, a harvester. It could be anything, and that may well be infested with some pest. So we're really trying to address the post-eradication plan, also try to prevent a reintroduction, have that component.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.